All right, Kathy, will you read us back into open session, please?
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened in closed meeting on this day pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting required by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification resolution applies, and two, only public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser. Danny Tamini.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, is there any action resulting from closed session?
No.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. The next item on the agenda is reports. First is the fire department. I don't see Chief Hawkins here. Do you have anything from the fire department?
I know they picked up their vehicle and the truck. Other than that, that's all matter of.
Okay. Next is police department. Interim Chief Gardner listed the report for the police department. If you all have any questions on that, you can reach out to him. Next is water plant. Mr. Markham, I do not see here anymore.
He left right there. He told me to tell y'all that they got the generator in up there and said it was working good.
Okay.
Well, there's some paperwork on that in here.
All right, next, town manager, Mr. Williams.
Unless y'all have any questions about it, one thing I have is what's on the agenda.
Did you talk to Kathy about the statement for Home for the Holidays?
No. I figure we can ask her when it.
All right. That'll be for Kathy.
I guess you all want to move on. But.
Well, ask him anything you want to ask him.
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have any questions?
I do.
Yeah.
Definitely. Trash cans. I would like to see all the trash cans that people have trash cans now. You say, Joe, that's going to create a problem because we've been billing for them.
No.
Nope.
They're not
they,
free.
They can come free, and pick them up for free.
What has happened, and we've seen in the office, is when we have them sign a paper agreeing to accept the can, they don't agree with something happens to it, they don't want to pay for it, so they decline the can.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the beginning, when Jeff Kaiser and I went to the county to get the first trash truck, that was what we were using to facilitate getting
right,
that.
But we
truck.
Can't, I don't know that I can force people to take a trash can. Can I?
Well, I've done this, what Yusuf is talking about.
I do, and I understand that, and I know what he's saying.
I would not want to be reaching in a trash can, even with a set of leather gloves on, because of the hazardous stuff that shows up in those trash cans. I'm trying to figure out a way to.
But I don't know how you do that.
I understand that, but there has to be some way that we can get that done.
So the only thing that. One possibility, but see, it's not going to help with people who already have water, is that when they come down and pay a deposit to have their water done, that we have a deposit of some form for a trash can, a $20 deposit, a $25 deposit for their trash can. you get the $25 back when you no longer are getting services. That would be the only way that I know that I could enforce them taking the trash can. It's just like, I can't stop trash pickup.
No, I've tried that. We were told that.
I've tried that. And we couldn't do it. It is a service that's provided, and you get water, and you live in the town corporation limits, you have sewer, a water trash pickup, because they can't put little signs out in the yard that says no trash pickup, and you have to pay for it. So it's a mandatory thing that you pay. So is there something that we could do to make these trash cans mandatory in some way?
It's my understanding, for instance, in the town of Appalachia, that they've got town trash cans, and if you don't have a town trash can, they don't pick it up.
Boom.
But do they also make them sign a paper that says if your trash can gets ripped off?
Nope.
See, that's where we have a problem. I'm saying you have to take the trash can, and in turn, if somebody comes and steals it, you got to pay for it.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing.
And that's error.
That would be the argument, yeah.
That's error.
Exactly. I mean, that's the difficult part.
Well, I'm trying to look out for our employees' safety, and I would hate to have
I know there's a lot of them out there that there's piles, all kinds of stuff up in there. With our trucks, both our trucks will pick up our cans, but if we use someone else's and the grabber squashes the can,
then we're going to have to pay for that can.
No,
I don't believe so. But I get enough phone calls on.
I'm sure.
So
that's probably how that works.
Can we just take that wording out?
I mean,
that's the only thing that I could see to do is to take that wording out, and then any new customer, make them have it as a deposit. I can't make you come pay a deposit. I've been there for 55 years. You're not going to make me pay a deposit today, but does that make sense?
I think so. The other piece of that is, to me, you're probably going to have the same people who abuse it, and somebody who says that their trash can's damaged or will be back in 6 months, and it'll just be the same people over and over again. And so, to me, you know, you can initially take that language out, but if somebody's clearly abusing the process, you could put it back in, or you could require a deposit. That's kind of my thought.
After the first one disappears, you have to pay a deposit to get a second one.
Exactly. But then you're still...
But then I'm back to having...
Because you're back to that situation. Obviously, you want the town to be clean. You don't want people just piling up, you know, their trash in a freezer or something.
You know, they throw my trash can down and my lid went one way and my trash can went the other.
Right. So,
that's a call.
It's a difficult situation, but I agree. I mean, employee safety.
So that would be the only thing.
I wouldn't want to do it. And I have done it.
To do that and just let everybody,
I wouldn't want to do it now.
You know, put it out there that we're not, that we would like for all of our trash customers to come by and sign up for their trash can and take that one clause out that says
you're responsible for it.
Yeah, because I'm responsible for the trash man, too.
I am.
So I don't know. What do y'all think?
I'm saying I would agree to take out the clause that says they're responsible for it. I also like Will's idea that if something happens and it's a repeat customer that comes in 6 months later and says, hey, your can fell apart, and what am I going to do? Well, I may have abused it. I'm going to have to charge you a deposit now because you abused it. But, you know, if you start putting that language back in that clause to where they read that, it's going to say, I'm still not taking that can.
You know, really, the folks actually abuse it every time they fix it up.
They're pretty tough. They are pretty tough. I've watched them.
Yeah.
Because I was interested in the mechanics of the truck. So I have set out to watch how it all works. And it's a neat thing. It keeps you all from getting in the trash.
And lifting up the heavy weight.
Amen. You see?
Can I speak?
Yes.
You'll have people that'll have like these plastic drums or any plastic cans. They call themselves drilling holes and stuff in the bottom. But on a day when it's raining, you go to lift the can up.
You're wet.
And now you're drenched in garbage juice.
Yep.
So on top of it being
nasty,
water mixed in with the feces, or there's a house over here on Laurel Avenue. They always throw out medical supplies. There's bodily fluids in there, whether it's blood or bandages, and they're just thrown in the can. But it's one of our cans, so that's not as bad. But you have people who's just throwing that stuff. Then there's a guy over here. He puts out 7 trash cans every week, and it's just full of animal feces. And he has the holes in the bottom. And you go to lift these cans, each one of his cans is about 100 pounds.
Yeah, that clay gets wet, it's heavy.
Yeah, so the cat litter clumping, and it's just it's a big mess. And the other gentleman who operates the trash truck, he's a little older than I. So it's not really worker friendly, I guess you could say.
Right, right.
You know?
Suggestions, comments, or complaints?
Does council want to take any action? Or Jimmy, do you have anything to say?
I agree that something needs to be done, but if we take the clause out, all our cans are serialized, serial numbered.
Mm-hmm.
Even we do a small deposit on it, and it kind of gets that back at the end, like they do the water deposit type thing. What do you think about something like that?
The only issue I see with that, I mean, in an ideal world, yes, but I'm afraid if you say, hey, you got to pay this deposit, nobody's going to submit
it. Or they're going to do this, they're going to move and just take their trash can and let you keep that
$25. Yeah, exactly.
People's done that. They've taken their cans and done that.
Yeah.
And they get their water cut off, and then we go see if the can, find it, and then they grab the plan because we took the trash can and we get down like water.
It's our can.
that's the thing about that. It is our can, and you no longer have water service, so we're taking the can back.
Either side of the fence that we decide to go on, is somebody's going to gripe about.
True, but if I can provide the trash cans and give worker safety, I feel better.
If I'm going there, I'd err on the side of safety.
And if other towns are, like we just discussed there, that they don't have a fee, that's, you know, if I'm not getting it anyway.
They don't have a fee, and if you don't fit that can, they don't pick it out.
That could be.
As in Appalachia.
So like those drums are not.
PSA, if it's not in their can, you got your trash can in the bag sitting here, they'll take the can. And they'll never touch that bag on the ground.
I mean, that would be, you know, one way to do that is that the only trash that our trash collectors will pick up is those that's in the town trash cans. If you're sitting it out there in barrels and things like that, we're not picking it up.
Well,
and if it's just trash can.
Need of us obtaining 2 trash trucks with the mechanical means to put the
so
trash in it.
If we want. So I guess between now and our next meeting in January, if you could write up a new document for us to look at that would take out the, you're not responsible, but that we will no longer pick up trash that is not in, because that way I can enforce that, because I'm going to deliver it to you because you have water. You're getting a trash can because you have a water bill, and this trash can is the only can we will be picking up. Does that make sense?
I'll get with Mr. Longsford and see if they actually have something to write on it, see how that's working.
Yeah, I think that'd be the smart thing, to see what they're actually doing, because if you go through, I mean, there's clearly Town of Appalachia marked trash cans everywhere, but I'm not sure what the exact policy is, but it looks really good as far as the town part. So what they're doing seems to be working pretty well.
My brother lives down there, and if he can fit that can, they'll take it. But if it can't fit, they won't take it.
They won't touch it.
But then again, the flip side of that, and that's why I think you need to probably reach out and see what's effective and what's not, because the last thing you want is people just setting stuff out, it not being there, then, you know, birds get into
then the dogs and the birds stroll over.
The dog, right, they're doing that now.
And we've got an even bigger mess.
They do that already.
Right. So to me, if you could reach out to neighboring St. Paul, would be another one to look at.
They have their own too, I think.
I think they do. Wise does not.
I'll make some phone calls now.
Yeah, see about getting us some kind of a document that will try to correct where we're at. And I mean, you could even do the one where, you know, we'll sell you a second one if you want it. If you don't think that you can fit all your trash, I generate a lot of trash. And I've never had to use more than one trash can, have I?
Nope.
No. So, I mean, that's the other part of that.
But sometimes I'll leave stuff for the next week because I can't get it in there, and I appreciate the job that they do, and I understand how it works.
Okay. So if we could have some kind of a something, see if we can help our trash people.
All right, anything else related to the town manager report? Next up, Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Evening, sir.
Do we have another meeting before now, before Christmas? Just something
to do with no, we don't have any more meetings.
All right, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
What I got for tonight was repaired a water leak at the library. It was a 3/4 inch. Repaired a leak at the library upstairs in the bathroom that was leaking. Repaired a water leak at Complex A. Repaired a water leak at Prospect 2 on Prospect that we repaired. Repaired a leak on Plum Street. Jetted sewer line on 2nd and Plum Street. Made a sewer tap on Center Street. Jetted sewer line on Mancrest. Jetted sewer line on Little Lake Road. Jetted sewer line on Route 58 Indian Store. Jetted sewer line on Driftfield Drive. Repaired a leak on Hanging Rock Parkway. We did 162 work orders. And I think Jimmy forgot to bring this up, and I'm up at the track right there, we got that bathrooms up there,
mm-hmm.
and the pump going out. And we need to get a pump for that bathroom because the commodes and everything on flush, and it's a mess up there.
So we have water pump issue.
Can we lock them?
Nope, it's part of our contract.
I mean, for now, if it doesn't work, they need to be locked.
We tried it once and they broke the door.
Yeah.
Can we put a lock hasp on it?
Oh, they broke the door.
We had to try to go over and repair that door because they were trying to turn the door down like they're going to the bathrooms over here at the Rattle Shack.
And those are just.
We can go over and try to put a padlock or something back over the bin. I mean,
that would be my thing, and maybe is to go ahead and do the hasp like we have.
Yeah, put the hasp on.
Yeah, and put a sign on it that says temporarily out of service, no water. And then maybe they just won't want to go in there. I can't take a bath, so I don't need to go in. They've got no water.
Turn the heat on.
We got heat in there?
Yes, heat in
it. Well,
yeah.
Drain them things and turn them off. We don't have anything going on up there right now, do we?
So when you turn the water off up there, you still
do we have any football things going on or anything going on up there? As far as I know, you should be able to drain everything and
the bathroom
winterize it, yeah. Winterize it. That you might need to talk to. You need to talk to Crutchfield.
Probably, yeah.
I've got a phone call out to Gary Lawson.
Yeah.
And he's doing some background on it too. He's supposed to go back.
So the concession, though, for him to turn the water and everything off and turn the heat off, we need to be sure that we're not interfering with something. Can we take care of just the bathroom part of it? Turn it off over there?
I think they got heating at the concession stand. I'm not for sure, but I think we can winterize
the bathrooms.
The bathrooms, I believe.
Yeah. We can winterize the bathrooms and turn the heat off for that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know of a reason other than convenience for somebody that might be walking the track that if there's no water, there's no water, and I don't want them going in there and it being nasty.
I can about assure you that people that walk the track are not the ones tearing the doors down.
Right. Pretty sure.
Got one more, Jimmy. I'm going to bring it up in
time. We have discovered that we have a sewer line issue on Laurel Avenue. And it runs through the creek over there, the pipe, the whole section does. But there's a section of it that has collapsed. It's in the bank area, and we had a contractor come out and look at it, and they had suggested that we take where the bank is eroding off, move that line in further into the on the land, and place one manhole. So they're going to take a line from the existing manhole to the new manhole, then the new manhole to the other existing manhole. And it's 247 feet.
276 feet.
Yeah, 276 feet.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was talking about 240,000
pounds. Well, to do the footage on the pipe and the manhole, the rock and everything else that is needed, the boring that is needed, we're looking right at 10,000.
Is this any part of the system that we were going to be replacing anyway?
No, it's not.
Well, separate. Laurel, get me in. Laurel is
down by the Montana.
Montana.
Yeah. Have we talked to the land group?
Yes.
Is this because I know we got some money?
No.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
I know, but no.
That can't be used on that one?
Well, it can be. We have the money.
You're just saying no right now.
There's no more money for the land group to get us, I guess.
This was in the Cofield. We just got this money.
I got it on my phone if you want to look at it.
Let me see that.
Regardless, it has to be done, so we can either use CARES Act, I mean, the $46,000 or whatever that the land group got back, where did that go? Does that go back into the general fund?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I mean, we can, I guess, use...
Did we get that?
We got to find it, baby.
So, the state gave out money, more than $2 million for the third phase of sewer system construction to address infiltration and inflow in the collection system. This affects Quillen, Grand Meadow, and Center Street.
Yeah, I have no idea where that came up.
So, that's why I said the land group. You need to. And then, in Bondtown, nearly $1.87 million to address infiltration and inflow issues in Banner and Bondtown areas through complete sewer system replacements.
That was just in the Cofield here in the last...
I know anything about that.
2 weeks.
Yeah, last couple weeks. It's under projects. Do you remember seeing that, Ms. Cofield?
I do remember seeing that. I don't think I wrote that, though.
No.
No, we don't know where that information came from either.
Did you talk to the Lane Group about it after it came out?
Yes.
And they don't know anything about it either?
They asked me what's going on Quillen. What I find.
Yeah, I mean, if so this needs to be fixed now.
Yeah.
And you said the price was $10,000?
You agree? We're looking right at 10.
And that's contractors coming in?
Yes.
To get it done? Same ones we've been using?
Yes.
And this involves a manhole?
276 feet of pipe and a manhole.
Okay.
And where on Laurel is this at?
Across from the housing authority.
It's behind Lacey Maines.
Chips out there going, yeah.
Where those apartments are there.
I mean, if it's collapsed, we can't, and we've been now told about it, we have to do something about it. It's against the law now. So,
yeah.
I just have to report to
The
EQ.
The EQ, and then I have to have a plan on what we're doing.
So. All right, so it's how much total again?
He said around $10,000, give or take.
I would like to make a motion that we do sewer repairs in the Bondtown area on Laurel Avenue where the pipe has collapsed. And at this time, I would authorize $12,000 from the ARPA funds.
Second. Motion and a second to authorize $12,000 of ARPA funds to be used for sewer repair on Laurel Avenue. Is there any discussion? Kathy, roll call.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser. Dennis Hammond.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, you want this up big?
Another bid?
Go ahead.
About the pump station down there. Pipe was filled with that pump.
The big one right there across the creek? Or across the river?
Yeah,
I thought they just put a new one in there.
We did, but the old one? We can get that repaired a whole lot cheaper we can buy another new one. So Bob's they have it right now, and they're wanting to know if we want them to repair that one or
we can go out and buy new one.
Yeah.
Bob's.
I know, I was looking at money amounts.
That's, I think, $4,554 a ton.
How much?
$5,454. That's what it was.
$5,454. To repair it?
Yeah.
Where is this one at?
They've got it. The new one they just put in across,
But where is this?
The river.
Where's the problem?
The location?
The river.
Down the river down Paulistown.
The one of the newer ones?
At the bridge, yeah.
And it's probably not under warranty anymore? Because it's not that old.
No. I can check and see it.
Yeah, check on the warranty on that before we tell them, because that's not, 5 years old? Well, maybe it's longer than that.
It's older than that.
You think?
I do. I'm saying in the neighborhood of 6 to 7 years.
I do agree, and that would be fixing it and having a spare on the side. Is that what that would do? So, yeah, I always like to have that spare on the side. I'm looking at some monies here. Clarify for me. We spent some money out of the ARPA funds that we were going to get back. Is that correct? Did we do that?
It says on there, there's two that are being, two that the grants reimbursing.
We had a big use of the ARPA funds, and then the police department has to submit the paperwork saying what they're receiving and so forth.
Okay.
And they'll refund that money back to
them. Okay, that's what I want. I was looking at the balance in there to which ones was going to get paid back. So there's $100,000 there. So, and that's five, you said? 5,000?
Almost 6,000.
Almost 6.
5,450.
So, I will make a motion to repair the pump that Boggs has for up to $6,000 out of ARPA funds.
Second. Motion and second to authorize up to $6,000 from ARPA funds to repair the pump, Powerstown pump station. Any discussion? All right, roll call vote, please.
And I'm doing that with the idea that we're getting some of the ARPA funds that we paid out returned back, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, it says Grant will reimburse.
We hope.
Grant will reimburse. That's that amount.
Okay.
And then this one here is that amount. Without knowing my cash availability for Grant today, going with what's on here, I would rather use the ARPA funds.
All right. Any more discussion? Okay, roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin Hamady.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Shannon
Steele. Aye.
All right, anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, someone more, but I think I'm
You've run out of money. You're out.
Huh?
You're out. No
I'm
more.
Out.
Okay. All right.
Now wait just a minute.
I was just kidding.
Go ahead if you have a question for us.
No, I've got to make sure to talk to you about that tomorrow. That one was behind the subway.
Can it wait till after the first of the year?
Yeah, I can wait.
Till after the first of the year? Because it'll be after the first of the year before we have another meeting.
It's contained, but it's not going to last long.
All right.
Okay. Nicest way I can say it.
I can imagine.
All right, anything else?
I'm done.
Okay. Any questions?
No questions.
All right. Thank you. Lane Group. I don't see anyone from the Lane Group here. Do we have anything?
I do.
Okay. Next up, Treasurer Clerk, Mr. Sharp.
Tonight's report will include a copy of our total accounts payable due in the amount of $70,092.04. The interim accounts payables were $680,208.93. That included water system improvement, Bam Avenue slide repair, work done on generator, and everything that you guys approved out of ARPA with the special call meeting November 16th. I included the minutes for October 10th regular meeting, October 23rd special call meeting, November 1st special call meeting, November 13th regular meeting, and November 16th special call meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, December the 8th, was $269,253.81. We had $9,958.06 in outstanding checks and $70,092.04 in accounts payable due, leaving a balance of $108,203.71. Since I prepared those reports, we had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $7,034.32. Today's deposit, $14,639.50, for a combined total cash availability of $129,877.53. I've included a copy of the spreadsheet for the ARPA account and online disbursements. In your reports, you have copies of the total cash availability report for all month of November and December current. We also have a cash comparison report and food, city gas, and tourist corporate cards.
So, I would like to make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented.
Motion. Is there a second to accept the total accounts payable due?
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I will make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the interim accounts payable due. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Looks like we have all kinds of meeting minutes to approve.
So the October 10th, 2023 regular meeting minutes, I would like to accept them as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the October the 10th regular meeting minutes as presented. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carlos, are you abstaining? Oh, right. Carlos is going to abstain due to being absent on that one. All right.
I make a motion to accept the special call meeting minutes from October 23rd,
2023. Second.
Motion and a second to accept the October 23rd, 2023 special call meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
That's it. I make a motion to accept the special called meeting minutes for November the 1st, 2023.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the November 1st, 2023 special call meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes for November 13th, 2023 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the November 13th regular meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. One more. Looks like.
I want to make a motion for the special called meeting minutes for November the 16th, 2023.
Second.
All right. Motion and a second to accept the November 16th, 2023 special call meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Kathy, do you need anything else from us?
No.
All right, thank you. Any questions for her?
I do.
Yes.
Well, I've got two. I don't know who this is, town manager or you. Do we need to do something over the credit cards? Do we need to do something?
We'll talk about that.
It's on the...
Is it on here? Okay. That's what I get for not looking at that. Too busy doing this other stuff. So down here under our account balances, so Devante and other people who worked for the Home for the Holidays had a lot of cash donations that was deposited into the town accounts. Can we make a thing on here that shows how much is in that balance?
The Home for the Holidays?
Yeah. Okay. Because, like... Everybody's going to look and they'll see that there's a check that was written to me as a reimbursement that I used, but it was actually from that money that was from.
So just do a section and you have it on the account.
Right, just do a thing that says that Home for the Holidays balance, I don't know how much was actually deposited during that time, and then how much we used out of it. So that it probably, I think it would be beneficial later on if somebody asked. That just keeps that to where later on we're not saying, hey, can you do this? And we need to know this, this, and this. And if it's already on a running thing, we already know it.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? All right, next up, attorney report. Mr. Sturdle, do you have anything?
I do not.
All right. Let's move on to new business. The first item is A, Fidelity Power Systems, the preventative maintenance program for the water plant generator.
The new generator is up and operational. They did a test and everything on it. It went great. They actually lost power up last week for about 4 hours, and nothing interfered with anything. It worked fantastic.
Awesome.
This Fidelity Power Systems is a preventive maintenance. They'll come in and there's several different things that they'll check to make sure that the generators will be fully operational year and year and year long. So this is something that the water department, the water plant has. Is want to get, obviously, is for longevity. It's going to benefit the town. I'm sure that this has a regular maintenance.
5 year contract.
Four. Yeah, it said four, I think. I just read that somewhere. Yeah. Belts, hoses, coolants, thermostat, year four. And is that a one-time payment?
It is.
What's the amount?
$29.95. Is that correct?
What is it? $29.95.
That's what I see. I'm assuming that's
right, something else, yeah.
And that's for which one is that? Does it say? Oh, 60 months.
The overall contract's 5 years.
It's the advanced. So under advanced, you get, I just saw that. We get preferred service rates, priority emergency response, preferred rental rates, operational inspection, engine oil and filter changes, fluid analysis, and everything after that is an extra fee. Kind of like a car. I've got a lot of money invested in that thing, so I don't see a reason that I wouldn't buy the warranty.
I agree with that.
How about you two fellas?
Well, is there a factory warranty on this generator too?
There's a factory warranty. This is a
extended
pre-maintenance.
Yeah, maintenance, yeah.
It's listed over here, actually under this very first one.
How big a tank do we have up there for diesel fuel? Don't know. Cut off in.
Brian has told me, but I don't remember.
It's on page two of that, Carlos.
No.
It's on page two.
Page two.
Yeah.
I would say even with that 4 hour loss we did, it's still very, very low fuel.
It is an above ground.
It is.
It looks like this, Carlos.
I like this part with this remote monitoring.
And if you go over, it says advanced.
Because obviously they've got a modem sitting in that thing where they can look at it from wherever they're at and do a diagnostic on it.
Yes.
It's on page five. It's marked service plan selected advanced and 60 months. And then the advanced is on page two, what it covers. With optional upgrades. Oh, and that's replace belts, hoses, and coolants and thermostats, so we went with the optional upgrade. So the inspection that we would have to have done on it yearly is still going to cost us a $1,275?
I'm not sure about
that. It's on page 5. So before, yeah, I need. So, and it does say that on page 2. It says preferred service rate, preferred rental rates. And so, would I be paying out $1,275 every twice a year? I need a clarification.
I would hope.
Well,
the only dollar amount that Brian and Gabby was the $2,500.
But I'm looking what.
Yeah, there's other costs there, you know, as far as oil analysis and all that, fuel analysis.
Yeah. Cooling analysis, fuel analysis, oil analysis, a 2-hour load bank test.
Is that the added on?
It says program notes and clarifications is what it says.
Plus the 1275.
Can we get some clarification on this? What is that covering? The $3,000? What is that buying me?
Okay, let's get some clarification before we vote.
Yeah, there's some stuff there that I don't. Do you see where it says program notes?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I'd like some clarification on that.
All right, anything else?
Not on that.
All right, let's move on to First Bank and Trust, item B.
We had a meeting with First Bank and Trust. Corey Dotson is, and also
Misty, or is that not this? It's not the person that signed this letter.
Corey was there, and what we done is the situation with the credit cards. We've already went ahead and applied for the credit cards to get that ball rolling first. The other options that the First Bank and Trust can do for us is there's several different options. One of them being it's a remote deposit capture, and we purchased the machine. We can scan all of our checks through that machine without having to take them down to the bank. The only thing that they obviously can't do is the cash, but there are different options that we can do with the cash. Is one of them is maintain Miners Exchange Bank, and we can write a check from Miners Exchange Bank back to us and then deposit it in this machine. They also are capable of doing direct deposits. With the system that they use, it'd be similar to what Sherry's doing right now. Everything she puts in for the payroll side of things will be transferred to First Bank and Trust, and then they will do the deposit, direct deposits.
And this will jive with their Southern software. Everything will, no problems working that through there.
Yeah, the only thing that we'll be getting between Southern, to my understanding, is Southern and them is that NCHA file. NCHA file, of course. Which is just simply a file transfer that, and we've talked to Southern software before, and they know what that is.
Okay. So this SmartPay Biller Direct, would that be like I'm wanting to pay my bill. It says receivables management.
Right. This is different options that's out there. We're not really looking at that part because okay. we have.
That's what I was going to say. We just got that other.
They said they could come down and do a presentation for council. They're on their names.
And they also said once they're up and going and the town has any issues or any questions or concerns, they will come to us and answer them instead of doing the phone taxes.
And the reason for us to move to them is?
I don't say the main thing is the direct deposit. We've been trying to do that quite often here. And we just hasn't been able to fully achieve that goal. With this here, with the meeting that we had with them, I think this can be accomplished with this.
This is for the same reason why we were going to move to the other bank until the other bank moved on us.
And if y'all agree to move forward with this, they'll need, like we did before, as far as the names, who's going to be opening it up, responsibility, and what else?
So what the issue was us getting the deposit to them, right? That's what our concern was the last time. So what's the plan?
This does it. Everything but the cash.
I know, but the cash, I'm saying, is still going to have to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our plan for that?
We could still deposit that in one option, and we still deposit that into Miners if we maintain the account at Miners. And then we can write a check back to ourselves to deposit into the First Bank of Trust. Okay.
So what would we keep the Miners account? What all accounts would we keep open in the Miners?
Well, our ARPA money is with Miners.
Right.
I think our accounts would stay the same because all they're going to do is take the main cash money. They'll not get our checks anymore because they're going to run it through this machine. So it would be cash deposits at the end of the day.
So we would just use this for credit cards?
Credit cards.
Checks.
Checks, regular account.
Okay. The same right here.
Direct deposits.
So they would have this.
I see that.
Feed that in there and it automatically takes it and feeds it to our account in their bank. And we don't have to take the checks out. And then we would just take our cash money to Miners. Would this help us make things smoother?
We help.
That's what I'm asking. I mean, I want to make things easier for everybody working. And I think, I know at the end of the day, doing a bank deposit, filling out all the paperwork for a bank deposit is a lot. And then it would just be cash that you'd be dealing in for a daily deposit. Because you would run a report, is that the way I would understand that? At the end of the day, that would be able to print out what you deposited in that day into our accounts.
Yes.
And this would cost me the cost of the machine?
She mentioned the cost of that machine. I don't remember what she said.
But is that all that it would be cost for me as a town? Or do I have a yearly fee that I have to pay?
I can't remember what she said. Do you remember?
It was really small.
Yeah.
But they, like I said, they said they would do a presentation. So
to inform us.
So I think that would probably be a good thing.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to enlighten us. Because
yes.
I know we can sit here and ask you all kinds of questions, and I'll go, I'll have to ask them. So it'd probably be easier to do it that way. And probably the January workshop meeting would be a good one. Or is that too far out?
The biggest thing right now is getting our credit cards back.
Right. So would you rather have them come the 1st of January?
But this doesn't, it's not going to
have any bearing on nothing.
No, that's going to be a separate issue or separate
problem. Okay. So what are you going to need for the credit card issue?
That's already in the works.
But they need a vote or something? I mean, I would imagine that they would need something from council authorizing you all to set the account up.
Yeah,
yeah,
she gave me a list of what you need.
Because usually when we open accounts or do something, we have to make a motion to give you all the authority to do those things. So if you're wanting them credit cards faster, I think that might be something we should pursue today. And I'm going to assume it's just a motion to allow Jimmy Williams and Kathy Sharp to pursue the credit cards. And then that way it'll be in written minutes.
Right. Then the other stuff as far as the bank movement.
Yeah, that's... While you're hunting that up, I have noticed at the pool, was I talking about how much water loss there was? There was a drought, you guys. It evaporated. I've noticed that it's gone back up. The water in the pool, since it's rained, it's going back up. It's not draining out. It just evaporated.
Oh.
So it wasn't as bad as what everybody thought.
While you're on that.
He's done.
Well.
For now.
Are we still operating out of Jenny Mann's?
I think we are, but we're getting ready to transfer back over because the dam is up to where we should be with that.
Are you looking at what needs to be included?
I'm trying to, but it keeps wanting me to send. It's not letting me pull up. Mm-hmm.
Glad I don't have to read SOLs tomorrow. Not. I don't even understand.
No pressure.
Got to get all these SOLs done before Friday. You know, come on. Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Today, he did his second. He was going to be locally verified.
The big
his biology.
That one did?
That's awesome.
It was.
There was an issue.
It was just like the whole school was celebrating.
That went off because wife couldn't
hear
anything.
Oh.
Just so good for him to do that.
Right.
Might have to do it. He's not.
I'm always afraid of those people.
Well, I hate that. But you're going to apply for
leave?
Yeah.
Maybe. I like to win the lottery so I can quit. I guess I have to pay it first.
Well, me too. I'm just moving to Savannah. Bail everybody out here and leave. Did you find it yet?
I got my email one.
We're waiting on an email to be read to us. We're not just sitting here for the phone. We're just waiting on an email. It's that phone he's got. Android phones. And then don't forget to pass us out our
policy.
Yeah, those.
On everything but that.
Do you have any idea what all it would have been, Kathy, that needed to be included?
I think the only thing that you need from us is just a motion.
Authorize that you two can open the account.
The email is about to open up the actual bank account.
And you're just needing this to get your...
I'm talking about the paper that she gave you while we were sitting at the table.
Yeah, that's for the account.
This is just to get your credit cards up and running.
Right.
So, and it's with First Bank and Trust.
Let's go ahead.
I make a motion to allow Jimmy Williams and Kathy Sharp to move forward with setting up our credit cards with the First Bank and Trust company.
Second.
Motion and second to authorize Jimmy Williams and Kathy Sharp to open up a credit card account through the First Bank and Trust company. Is there any discussion? All those in favor? I better do a roll call vote on this.
Yeah.
Carl Spahn.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin Tegman.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
That should cover.
If you need anything else, just let us know. Next item is personnel document. Is there anything that we need to do with that? Tonight? No.
No, that's January.
Okay, there is no old business. We've already went into closed session. Next item is council comments. Mr. Collins?
No comment.
Mr. Steele?
Well, I appreciate everybody's due diligence in moving forward. I thank each and every one of you that's involved in a team effort to make the town work like it's supposed to. I would like to take this time to wish all of you all a Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year, yes. And Will, I appreciate your help and diligence in guiding and directing us.
I appreciate that, thank you.
All right, Mrs. Steele.
So, I'm sure that everybody's heard and not heard things that they wish they had heard. And there is no Christmas bonus this year. And I really am saddened. I know. I'm saddened to have to say that. It was never discussed. And I think you guys probably had an idea it wasn't going to happen. But it is sad that I can't and that we can't. I'm sure everybody feels the same way that we would definitely love to, but as the readings of our account balances show, I really didn't have it to spend out this year, so we'll work for a better next year and see if we can work on that. And we didn't have a Christmas dinner this year either, and several things played into that. The restaurant left us at that earliest. And so hopefully next year we can have some things change around and turn around and we can get all these things back again and know that we really wish that we could. I do. I really do. If I could, I would. You can come to my house Christmas Eve and you'd have a party at my house. We're having a party at 6:30 and y'all keep coming. But other than that, I thank you all for everything that you've done this past year to help keep this town running and keep moving forward and try to stay forward and above the line. I don't like to be below the line. I want to be above the line and wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right. I just want to echo. I'm not going to repeat what they've said. Just echo all of their comments. We do appreciate everything that everybody does to make our town what it is. I'd like to remind everyone that we will not have our workshop meeting this month due to it falling on Christmas Day. So our next meeting will be on January the 8th of next year, besides our meeting that we have next week, hopefully to do interviews for the police chief position. And that's all I have to say. A motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Right, we're adjourned.
Pass it down to Kathy's on.
Yes, ma'am.